Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good. Good.
All right, not too bad. Not too bad. We're pressing on, all right? Into the new year. How you doing with those resolutions? Anybody? All right, yeah, you might as well get them over quick, right? There's no sense dragging it out. Okay. We've launched a new study for 2017, and for our listening audience, the men here at Neighbors of Hope, we're journeying through Brennan Manning's The Ragamuffin Gospel. It's somewhat of an annual study here at Neighbors of Hope. The key theme for Brennan in the Ragamuffin Gospel is grace. And so as we've just launched this study, we're not too far into it, but we would like to share a little bit about grace today and the scripture that I've selected to kind of represent the importance of grace comes from Paul's writing in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. So would someone read that for us, please? Yeah. Loud and clear.
Yeah, I will. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
Okay. The gift of God. Now, before we went on the air, we said that in that verse 8, that there are three key words, right, that we would say are really the pillars of Christianity, the pillars of what our position is in Jesus' followers, and that's grace, saved, faith. Now, you take those away, we don't have much connection with Jesus. Right? It's all for naught, but let's just go around and have each of you just share what jumped out at you, maybe questions you have. How does this strike you? What does it mean for you that by grace you've been saved through faith? And that this is a gift of God so that you cannot boast that you've done something to get that's
I think it's really uplifting to know that Christ died to give us grace. So like when I don't feel like I love myself, or when I don't feel good about myself or something that I'm doing, you know, why? God does. God loves me. God loved me enough when I was out doing my dirt to bring me here. God loved me enough to pull me out of that, and that's for that for me. That's grace. He pulled me out of that and brought me into this new way of life, the way I should have been living all along anyway. Showed me what I need to do, how to do it, and gave me the tools and people here to do it. And I mean, I've always known about God and Jesus. Never really cared to go any farther than that. But knowing that He's always been there, He's seen me do the bad things, He loved me enough to let me do the things that I wanted to do, but He also loved me enough to pull me out of that when He knew He should. And I think that's pretty moving for me. It's pretty... when I have a tough time getting through things, I just think about that. I think that's pretty good.
Okay, good, good. Thank you.
Well, the last 4 or 5 years, me and God have been wrestling around. And we've been trying to, you know, get my life right. And, you know, it keeps calling me. And, you know, then I just, you know, I don't do it truly, you know. But you got to do it, or else it ain't going to work. Anyways. You know, all my life, you know, I wasn't the best, wasn't the worst, but I had a good family at the beginning. But, you know, they always tell me, well, don't be like your dad, don't be like your dad. And anyways, you know, I became just like my dad. And after the fact that, they didn't like that, you know. They put all these identities on me, and I started to believe, you know, I'm a drug addict. Well, that's what the community saw me as, too. Well, if that's what they're, you know, put me as, I might as well be that. And continue to do it. And that was my excuse, you know. Now, today, you know, I don't have an excuse. You know.
Well, can I interject?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's kind of interesting on how, I like what you had to say there, Justin.
Why about that?
Because it's still about having a choice, right? So if people say that I am a drug addict, and you said the community sees me as that, so I'm going to choose to accept that identity. And now we hear Paul saying that, in a sense, we have another choice. Right, that we can choose, right, to trust that God loves us so much, God graciously rescues us. So that by grace we are saved through faith. And this faith, as we've said before, is not just some sense of an intellectual affirmation that there's some God exists. Right? But rather that we trust that what God has done through Jesus is true, right? That God truly loves us, right? So do you now see that the importance of this scripture of Paul impacts your life to where you've shifted from making the choice to accept the identity of the community and family as opposed to now accepting the identity that God invites you to believe in?
I've completely switched my mind around, you know, I know I'm a loved child of God, and I believe it. I know what I was called, you know. I was called here, I'm called a different way, you know, and I'm still on my journey, my own little journey I got going on. But, you know, grace is love, and love is grace, in my opinion. You know, I've never encountered that, you know. I've only had a couple people in my family really love me. Like, you know, they didn't just say it. You know, instead of just tossing that love word around, I don't like it one bit. But anyways, and also I have another person that loves me truly, and it's God.
Good. Good. Okay. Anybody else?
For me, with grace is I've been ignoring God for a long time. I've been taking things that now I see as blessings as sheer luck. But looking back at my life, He's never left my side. He's been there through thick and thin, and he's picked me up in times where I just fell. He loved me no matter what I did, no matter what I said, no matter what I believed in, he was always there. He put me in hospitals to help me. He never did anything to hurt me. It was always to further me and get me to that point where I can love him and love myself at the same time.
So then if I were to say, so now do you trust him? You trust God?
Wholehearted.
All right, good. Anybody else?
For me, it's once God has you in the spot where he wants you, which is still enough, you know he's God. Next step on our part is to trust him enough to let him do what he wants to do, and to let him shy you of this grace. This is God's thing, this grace, the gift he gives. I can't stop it, can't start it, I can't give it back or return it, or be in a position, a point in my life where I can receive it. This trust, this grace, this love. I ask myself a lot, am I in love with the invention or the inventor, the creator or the creation? And just writing this little bit where I came to realize that it's all to be both. You know, love God, love people. Yet what if any of us people are me down there in this grace? He still gives it to us all equally.
Mm-hmm. And I go ahead.
Can't stop it. It's grace, you can't. Get to a point you can't turn your back on it. You can't. You still have that concept, that mindset that, hey, I don't deserve this. He's going to do what he wants to do. got. He wants to give it to you, and you can't.
Yeah, St. Augustine, once said that, receiving the gift of grace is still an act of God's grace. Meaning that, kind of like Paul, the scales come off. He sees things differently. Mm-hmm. That was a God act, right, that took place. So kind of what you're saying, we can do certain things to put ourselves in a position of receiving, but being in that position is almost still a gift of God. And eventually we get to this point where we realize it's just all grace. And I think if you recall, Brennan talks about everything, right? That breath we take, we woke up this morning, maybe on the right side of the bed, maybe on the wrong side of the bed, but we're still up and breathing. We're blessed with another day. We're blessed with certain faculties, certain abilities. This is all gift.
And my thing, you show us even in everybody, just like the rains on the righteous and the unrighteous, uh-huh. The sinners and the saints. No matter what race show, where you're at, you all equally get the same great shower on you. And that's love. You don't differentiate like we do. It doesn't point things out where you're a little different. You're gay, you're this, you're black, you're from over here, you're poor. You did nothing to earn it. And I see a lot of people go around with this grace and this faith, this love. And because they're in a better position, or they have money, or they have this, they think that God gave them more grace. And it's not true. It's called a level playing field. That's what Jesus did. He made it all equal. Why, as people, we try to unlevel it, try to make it. Look where I'm at in my life, so I got the grace to bless me. So God loves you more.
Paul writing about this being saved by grace, it makes me think about, what are we being saved from? I hear Zach kind of give this list of social corners that we push people into, that they feel that they need to be saved from. And it's a simple faith that saves us from that. It starts with faith in God that builds into faith in ourselves. Or for me, at least, that's how it works. I got to a point where I didn't trust myself anymore. I see, they talk about trust being a built process. I see that through us. Start to learn to love again in this community, in this little group of guys that all found grace at the same lowest spot in their life. And today I can honestly thank God for that spot that brought me to this front door. It gives me something to hope in.
I think it's about that trust. And I always talk about this love, this grace, this faith. All the things we've been through in our life, we got this walls built up. We have all these masks. We have all these things to protect us from being hurt in the past. So I think trust is the first thing. That's what Paul right after says. You have to trust him and let him, allow him to shower you with it. You can love somebody all you want, but you don't trust them. Do you really even fully love them? Are you going to receive their love? So first you got to break that wall down and say, hey, look, man, what you want to do is shower me with this, because that's the first step. Sing all the songs, I won't wave our hands around and say we love God. God is love. Love is God. But if you don't trust a guy, you're not getting his love.
Yeah.
We get a little speculative. He's still going to be there and still going to rain and pour it on when you're ready.
Good. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your sharing this morning with our listening audience, and appreciate you being on this edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.